up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 as we move into hour number two here. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll get back to a bit of a sticky issue here in a moment, but first, Dave is on the line in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? I think Sam hit it right on the nose, man. This guy's using the kid as a weapon in the divorce to just really piss the old lady off. And
you're talking about the situation, just to interject here so people that are just tuning in know what you're talking about. You're talking about a man who has an 8- and 9-year-old daughter and 2 8- and 9-year-old daughters, and they are allegedly have been forced to watch pornography, may possibly have been involved in watching people having sex in real life, and they are divorced, he and his ex-wife, and she's very, very upset about finding out about this. She wants him to be punished for it. So go ahead with your thoughts, Dave.
So with the motivation of you showing the kids that being involved in the divorce, the motivation is to really do damage to another person, I think he could be charged with delinquency of a minor because he's sending the signal to his daughters. If an adult does that to them, it's okay, but in our world, you can't be doing that without under the age of consent, you know what I mean? So I think he could be charged with delinquency of a minor.
I'm surprised they didn't come up with something to charge the guy with. And again, I think it's really important I think the context is really important. Did he do it as a spiteful thing to really get back at the wife?
The motivation is the whole act. The motive, and this is meditated. You know, he thought about it. He probably even picked pornography because there is no, you know, law written about this. You know, but I think in the motivation is the revealing aspect of this whole thing. The guy is doing. And
it's unfortunate.
He placed his hatred to his wife over the love of his kids.
And what are his kids going to take away from that? This is how you deal with other adults.
It damages the kids in all different aspects. And it goes into rights, you know, like what you guys were talking to before you brought this subject up. You know, with the volunteerism and do we have rights? Do you expect freedom or whatever? Mm-hmm. On the great mothership Earth going through the cosmos, you know, all we have is what the Earth gives us. And to get along with one another, I think the spirit of America can handle it because the First Amendment has 5 aspects to it that you were killed over. If they didn't like what you were saying, they'd kill you. If you didn't accept the religion they forced down your throat, they'd kill you. If you got together to complain about it, they'd kill you. If you wrote stuff down and passed it around and they didn't like it, they'd kill you. So we have certain unalienable rights all on this planet. As all
we'd like
beings.
To think.
Huh?
We'd like to think we have
well,
those
we
things.
Well, we do, or we're all going to kill each other.
No.
Or use our children as weapons in love. You know?
Rights are respected in, I think, many cases, in most people's cases. That's why we all get along so well, because we do respect one another's rights to life and that sort of thing, with the exception of certain people who call themselves government that don't have any respect for your right to life
and
freedom.
Well, government, so that these rules that we put were against the government, so they can't kill us, you know, so...
I'm not sure what you're getting at there, Dave.
Well... certain unalienable rights, you know.
But the government
can tell
you.
Some people would say that
you.
This guy had the right to show pornography to his kids.
I say he does.
God.
But the motivation of him showing it to the kids wasn't really because he wanted to give his kids sex education.
Well, now you don't know that. We haven't heard from him. You're
well,
speculating
you have to
on
talk
that
to
part.
The kid too, if the kid is traumatized over it and freaked out and went to say, "Hey, my dad's showing me."
We don't even know if the kids are traumatized. We don't know if they just mentioned it.
So here we are speculating on a whole bunch of stuff we don't have no aspect of. But there is certain codes. That go along with these rights.
We do know is that the woman in this case wants to see her ex-husband put behind bars because he showed his kids porn. That's what we know, and I say that's entirely inappropriate. And I thank you for the call tonight, Dave. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Crystal Bruckner, the mother in this case, wants her ex-husband to be jailed. She says, I want people to know about this. I want parents to be mad and say no, she said. I understand in the 70s everybody wanted the government to stay out of their homes. I don't want to stop parents from having that right to teach sex education, but there's a big difference and there's a line you should not cross when teaching. And I understand that she has her beliefs about where that line is, but obviously her husband, or ex-husband rather, has a different set of beliefs. And I guess that in this case, there is going to be a judge that's going to decide on this matter likely, or could possibly decide on this and say, well, I have decided that your methods are inappropriate and I will award you, lady, the custody of these children. And that's the system that we're living in, and maybe that same thing would be happening under a system of arbitration in a more free marketplace. But it brings me back around to the conversation we were having about just the concept of parents and sexual activity with their children in general. I understand it's a very uncomfortable subject for a lot of people.
I can tell you it's uncomfortable for me.
But I think it's worthy of bringing up here because, Mark, we found an area where you are essentially saying that you disagree so vehemently with the idea of people engaging in some sort of sexual activity with their children that you would have their children stolen from them. And
yeah, you can go ahead and say that I'm a parent-child incest fascist. I am.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I just wanted to make sure I'm clear on something then, Mark, because we just had a discussion recently about the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yes.
And we talked about how they had their children stolen from them, over 430 children stolen from their parents who their belief system's a little bit different from most people in America. They believe that you should be able to have multiple wives. They believe that you should, as a man, be able to take multiple wives who are 12 years old. I don't know about incest necessarily, but I don't really know what their culture is exactly about, right? Nonetheless, that's pretty disturbing to a lot of people. I'm sure, Mark, that you probably would find that disturbing as well.
I think 12 is young. However, I think that once you're talking about a woman who a girl who has reached womanhood, by all sort of historical markers, certainly in our society, womanhood isn't reached until the day after your 17th, your 17th year plus 364 days. That day, you're a woman. However, in most of human history, it was somewhere in after the point where they began menstruating or whatever. So I think if you're talking about a girl who has reached womanhood, you're talking about something entirely different to me than a girl.
Well, no, I wasn't talking about age. I was talking about the concept of incest.
Uh-huh.
I never even brought age into that.
You said that it was
picture.
Disturbing that people were marrying girls that were 12 years old.
No, I think to some people that is disturbing.
I'm disturbed by it.
Right. But you wouldn't go and take their kids from them.
Well, for one thing, they're living on a compound as a different group, a societal group.
He has
group.
His own house. He's living there.
Yeah. He's participating in regular Western society. So,
no, he's not. He's showing his kids pornography, and so therefore that's not very regular. But I don't even want to talk about this one guy. I want to talk about sort of this theoretical, we know these people exist, the theoretical incest household, where you've got two parents that are together, and they're engaging in some sort of incestuous activity with their, and when I say children, I mean people that are their offspring. So we could be talking about 14-year-olds if we wanted to here.
Well,
should the people that are engaging in incestual activity with their teenagers, teenage sons and daughters, have their children stolen from them, and the FLDS people be left alone when they're marrying and having sex with 12-year-olds?
I think the FLDS people should be left alone, and I think that, first off, if you're dealing with a family that has sex amongst itself, you're likely never, ever, 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 ever going to find
it
out
happens.
About it.
It happens. We've heard of the stories. People have been arrested. They've had
the
their families
rare,
broken
rare
up.
Instance. However, you're also assuming that those charges are true and that they're not being...
Well, we are assuming, and you're dodging the question here. What should happen?
I don't know what should happen, but the only thing I can come up with is take their kids from them. These people are nuts.
So leave the FLDS people alone.
Correct.
Okay, do you see a bit of confusion there, a bit of conflict?
There's always got to be a line drawn, man. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold. It's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or M-O-L-D-Z-Y-M-E.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there. And there's a lot to download. In fact, you can go back for an entire year and download free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, getting people together that believe in liberty, all gathering in the same geographic area, specifically New Hampshire, and getting active for freedom. It is an amazing movement, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. Been here in New Hampshire now for 3 years. More people are coming every single week, every year after year. Year after year, more people arrive here and get active for liberty in ways that I've never seen happen in my lifetime. It's been an amazing movement so far, and it just keeps getting better. So head on over to freestateproject.org to learn more about it and get signed up and join us. That's freestateproject.org.
My favorite part about the Free State Project is that most of the people here that believe in liberty don't believe in your version of liberty where you hump your kids.
That's not what I'm advocating, Mark. I'd like to point that out. I'd like to say that what I'm advocating here is that you allow others to be free.
Hump their kids.
You allow others to be free if you yourself want to be free. Because, Mark, when you try to control others, you may inevitably find that you yourself will be controlled.
So you're saying in a society that you're envisioning where freedom exists, that there will be no control?
I'm not saying that. I'm not sure exactly what you even mean by
you
that.
You said that you when you try
I
to control other people.
I think that you can control yourself, sir. I think that you get to decide.
Does this guy control himself?
What are you talking about? We're not even talking about this guy right now. We're talking about the issue of incest and the question of whether or not these people should be left alone or whether they should have a police raid kicking in their door and stealing their children from them because they have a different set of values than you.
But yes, there would be controls. There would be the controls that you voluntarily agree to abide by.
Right, and I'm not saying that you couldn't live in an area that would exclude people like this. I mean, you could certainly ostracize people like this. And again, as you pointed out, Mark, odds are good you'd never find out of behavior like this because it's likely these people would be indoctrinating their children from day one. And I'm sure rule number one would be you don't talk about what happens at home, that kind of thing. And it seems unlikely that people like this would be living within close boundaries to society. It would seem like they'd be living out in the woods somewhere. The last time I heard about a story like this, it was in the middle of Central Florida.
Yeah.
So
here.
You know, I don't think there's too much to be concerned with here. But what you're telling me, Mark, is that you're so concerned for what other people do in this particular instance that you're willing to go in and steal their children, and that bothers me.
Do you not think that even without a state, that people would still be going in and trying to steal the children of people that were doing this to their children?
I don't know. Maybe they would. There's a possibility they could be found, guilty of kidnapping.
Or they could be found to be the best, the best people to raise these children that they have kidnapped because the other people are humping them.
So then would it be all right with you, Mark, if in this, let's talk about the free market world. Let's put aside where we currently are and where you're saying that there would possibly be young people that are put in some sort of jeopardy, what you would consider harm's way, that you think it's legitimate for somebody to go in and steal them because they're engaging in some sort of unwanted sexual activity, at least unwanted from your perspective. Then by that particular viewpoint, then it is okay in your mind then for people to go in and steal 439 children from the FLDS folks because they're doing some pretty weird sexual activity there. Would that be all right?
In a free market world, is it okay for people to go steal the children of a religious sect?
Yeah, they're doing weird things. They're harming those children from your viewpoint. So
no.
You can find a judge an arbitrator who will back you up on that.
But they would have to have an arbitrator too, right? Isn't that how this your little fantastic world of yours works?
Well, they certainly possibly could, but what I'm pointing out, Mark, is that you could have some sort of private society in which, you decided what is and what is not appropriate, and if people like that were doing inappropriate things, they would have consented to it.
There's no guarantee that your free market world is going to actually afford any more freedoms than we have
today. No, there's not. It could be more restricted. That's what I'm trying to point out
sure.
to you. I'm telling you that you could have a more restrictive society in which if you found out someone was behaving in an unacceptable format like that, Ave Maria, Florida, which is this Catholic town that actually exists today, odds are real good that, the FLDS would not be very welcome in a place like Ave Maria.
I'm pointing out that public opinion is always going to matter, Ian. It's always going to matter. Because
I don't care what your opinion is. Leave people alone. That's what I'm saying. Do you want freedom?
I think the high point of this conversation that we're having here is that you have a vasectomy, so you can't pass on these values to children, and you sound so fringy that nobody's going to listen to you.
Right, Mark, and you're the one defending violence. Let's go to Ryan in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Just a couple comments on the story you read earlier. That was a news story, right?
The yes. story about the parents and one of them showing their kids porn?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
One. Okay, well, when it comes to kids and sex, the media tends to be, shall we say, just a little bit sensationalist. And so they're using words like, you know, forced her to watch it. I can imagine an alternate scenario reading that. And that's like, I know it's unpalatable to think about, but 11, 12, I was getting pretty interested in sex already, and the girl started earlier. And I know these kids are still pretty young. I think 7 and 8 was the ages, right?
8 and 9.
8 and 9, okay. So there you go, 8 and 9. You know, it could be that they're already hearing about it from their peers, maybe some of the people that are older in their class. And, you know, what if the girl just heard about it at school, didn't know what, you know, what it was, came home, talked to dad about it, and he freaked out because he didn't know how to deal with his, you know, 8 or 9-year-old girl asking questions about sex, and saw the TV and saw this DVD and thought, hey, you know, audiovisual aid, great idea.
Here's a way to handle this problem.
I think that's a reasonable possibility of what could have occurred.
So the question is, if this is just a silly mistake, is it still a good idea, Mark, to take away this guy's kids?
If he admits that it's a silly mistake. Now, here's the thing is we don't know what we're dealing with here, because I don't believe the media in this case either. But if you're talking about a guy that says, look, you know, that's what happened and says that, then I think that you're talking about something entirely different. You know, look, Your Honor, I made a mistake. And, you know, it was a spur of the moment, visual aid, that whole scenario. Then I think that he should be able to, you know, have some kind of, you know, recourse there.
Yeah. So as long as they agree with your viewpoint.
Yes. Yes.
Then
once
we
you
don't
have,
need to punish you because you do agree with me.
You once you have admitted your sin, then you know, you can then
get
redemption.
Admitted your sin.
Yeah. This is an ongoing theme in human society, that once you adopt the viewpoint of the pervasive group, then you will be admitted into that pervasive
group.
And
that's the root cause of the issue here.
What are you talking about?
Who's to say their view is the right one?
Mark is, apparently.
Yes.
Yep.
Somebody elected him.
Yeah, I am. I'm the
Ryan,
guy with
other thoughts?
Yeah, the other thought I had was that this prosecutor that apparently can't find anything to charge the guy with. You know, I'm not saying he should, but you know, I've seen this in cases where like a state has passed like a so-called like stand your ground law or castle doctrine, where the prosecutor was politically, you know, maligned with that, and then when they got a case of an egregious killing, they would refuse to prosecute it, saying that the new law forced me, you know, tied my hands.
Right.
In an effort to get it overturned. And I'm wondering if this prosecutor isn't just, you know, politically maligned with this sexual in education privacy law.
Or with some politician who's trying to make a name for himself. That's a great point.
Bob Duell, Republican from Greenville, said he's planning to push for a change in the law in the next legislative session in 2011. Thanks
there
for the call, Ryan. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all the features there for free. And don't forget to join Sam over at obscuredtruth.com. Lots of great liberty-oriented themed videos. And he does a fantastic job. And the quality of production just keeps going up. You just recently bought a very, very fancy piece of equipment, Sam. And it really, I think, adds quite a professional look. I mean, as though they weren't professional enough, but it really adds a nice little smooth look to the videos. What do you call that thing?
It's a glide cam, or a steady cam is the other version. This is kind of a cheaper knockoff version.
Mm-hmm. But, does the job, apparently.
Oh, yeah, it does a fantastic job. Leaves me pretty sore the next day, unfortunately.
It's actually a vest that you wear made out of metal or something like that, and you attach your camera to this kind of arm that comes off of it. It basically supports the camera so the footage is as smooth as silk. I mean, there's no jumpiness or anything like that. It's really amazing. So Sam always reinvesting into his videos and making them better. Head on over to obscuredtruth.com, obscuredtruth.com, and enjoy them.
If you think what Sam's doing is pretty cool, you can intern in film and media. The IHS Production Internship Program offers paid internships at production companies making film, documentaries, online video programs, and more. The program includes a week-long interdisciplinary IHS seminar, a stipend, they pay you to do this, and a housing allowance. Applicants at all levels of experience are encouraged to apply. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. If you apply for the spring placement by November, you have to apply for the spring placement by November the 15th, and summer is going to be February the 15th, so if you're interested in these things, go to libertarianinternships.com.
Libertarianinternships.com. We've had good reviews of these. People have called in to tell us about their trips to these internships.
Yes.
And they're enjoying that. All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene in Tennessee on the amp line.
Oh, hi. Ian, I was going to give you a quick Bible study. I know you're kind of intolerant towards biblical verses, so I'm going to make it short.
Okay, but, I like that. Short.
Jesus wept.
This is short, yeah. Well, it's not quite as short as Jesus wept, but there's a scripture, and this is one of the reasons that that I'm an anarchist, and I believe that it's the Christian thing to be as an anarchist, because I think that if you read the fine print in the Bible, or if you read the spirit of what's being said, it definitely says that all these fictitious governments that we have are basically the Antichrist. And if you look in John, in his first epistle, and it's very short, anybody can find this, it's very easy to find, it says, little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So clear back 2,000 years ago, they were saying that there were many Antichrists. Now, I think that that reference is governments, because governments tend to take the place of God. They,
yes.
They tend to be elevated to God's status, and as such, they would be Antichrist.
And the belief in them is very religious-based, and it's also a concept. It's a nebulous concept. Government doesn't actually exist. The people and the guns do, and the buildings and the tanks and the police cars all exist, but they're just people that are using force on others.
And if you look at the history of Christianity, it was the religion of the people that didn't believe in the pervasive government of that day. They do, in fact, use the term Antichrist to describe people who are in the government. I agree completely with what you're saying, Gene, that is the belief. I believe that that's the belief set of early Christians, and those are the ones who sort of laid the foundations of the church. The church has gotten way off the beaten track of that, but that's the truth,
right,
I believe.
Well, popular Christianity today is very embracing of the idea of government.
The popular Christianity is, in this country, to some extent or another, Christianity still is, they are the ones that get the deference. They are the ones that, manage to set some of the rules, that kind of thing. I mean,
their biggest problem is they keep misinterpreting Romans 13, which, it sounds, if you read Romans 13, it sounds like it's saying, do whatever the government tells you to do. But that's not what it says, because in Romans 13, you have to look at who the subject is of who you're supposed to listen to.
And what is Romans 13?
Way back to the beginning segment.
Gene, what is Romans 13?
It's Romans 13 is about, doing what the government says, the authorities, talks about the authorities. I don't have it right in front of me. But anyway, if you go back to the beginning of that segment, it says that the authorities are the ministers of God. So you have to take that in perspective. So they're saying, okay, you should listen to the ministers of God. Well, who are the ministers of God? Certainly not Nero. Certainly not George Bush.
Would a minister of God enforce his way on others?
The ministers of God teach.
So what would Jesus do, Gene, just to tie this back in, because I'm agreeing with what you're saying. I don't consider myself a Christian, but I think in many ways I'm more Christian than a lot of people that call themselves Christian. What would Jesus do about incest?
Well, I think he would do nothing until after the people were dead and at judgment.
So he wouldn't steal the children?
He has left us to basically our own devices here on this earth, to work out our own salvation in fear and trembling. I'm not here to work out your salvation, Ian, or your salvation, Mark, or anybody else's salvation. I'm here only to work out my own. I'm not here to put somebody in jail for something that I think I perceive is ill. And so in that regard, I would think that he would do nothing except try and teach.
It would seem to me that you'd be right about that, the idea would be to allow people to be free, because anything else would be, very governmental and very Antichrist-like, right?
That's correct. So there was another thing I wanted to bring up real quick.
Certainly.
I wanted to challenge you and Mark for your bigotry.
Oh, boy. About what?
Because you're a bigot against those who are intolerant of other races. And I just had this discussion on the bulletin board system under the show, and the race show was the subject.
Okay.
But anyway, I went to dictionary.com, looked up the definition of bigot, and I proved that people who are intolerant of racists are, in fact, bigots, because the definition of bigot is a person who is utterly intolerant of any differing creed, belief, or opinion.
You are
so
correct.
If somebody's belief is that one race is inferior to another, and you are intolerant of that person because of their belief, then you're a bigot.
You're right. I'll embrace that.
So obviously, you're a bigot.
Hold on. That's a belief,
now,
not a race.
There, and I stated that I don't fit that definition because I'm not a bigot, although I do have a very strong opinion of what's right or wrong. I am tolerant of people that have differing opinions. So by that definition, I'm not a bigot, but a lot of you people that are so...
Well, Gene, can I point something out here?
People who have differing views, you are bigots.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, I'm tolerant in that people are allowed to have their views. I would never consider stopping somebody. But as far as my own personal life and who I will interact with and who I will spend time with, my very limited amount of time on, I'm not going to spend that amount of time or any amount of time, any significant amount of time beyond the 3 hours a night that I do this show when they, you know, some bigots might call the show. I'm not going to include these people in my life, and I'm not interested in working to change these people or influence them in a different direction. So if that makes me a bigot against bigoted people, then I'll embrace that term. Sam wanted to say something, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it just sounded like you were not making the distinction between a race of people versus somebody's beliefs.
Well, I'm using their definition on dictionary.com. Because, you know, I'm not that bright. I don't remember the definition of every single word in the English language, so I have to look these things up.
Okay.
But it says,
how about the other? Here's a better definition for you.
Intolerant of any differing creed.
Well, I'm not utterly intolerant. I am tolerant to an extent, just I don't want them in my life. So does that make me utterly intolerant?
So you have to be intolerant of either a creed, a belief, or an opinion.
How about this one? I like the second definition better. One who's strongly partial to one's own group, religion, race, or politics and is intolerant of those who differ. That doesn't say utterly intolerant. Maybe I could fit under that definition of bigot. Thanks, Gene, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. So, I'm bigoted against bigots. That's okay. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to HBX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Give you a little bit of international news here, starting in Argentina, and this one's several weeks old, but still good news worthy of spreading. The BBC saying that the Supreme Court in Argentina has ruled that it is unconstitutional in that country to punish people for using marijuana for personal consumption. The decision follows a case of five young men who were arrested with a few marijuana cigarettes in their pockets. But the court said use must not harm others and made it clear it did not advocate a complete decriminalization, which, of course, has been shown to work. Portugal has had drug decriminalization across the board, not just cannabis, but all drugs pretty much have been decrimmed in Portugal. Of course, the Netherlands and Holland and the Netherlands. Damn it, I'm still confused about what Holland and the Netherlands are. I think
Holland
are the
is
same.
Some states. There's a couple of states.
Holland is a state in the Netherlands, right?
I think there's two. I thought it was lower and upper, greater or lesser. I don't know.
Anyway, they've had some positive experiences with decriminalization of marijuana, decriminalization for a little while of mushrooms, but for whatever reason, the prohibitionists managed to get the mushrooms recriminalized there, which really just shows the frustration that people who are advocating the freedom to control one's own body suffer when they're working within this insane system where even if you can take two steps forward, even if you can actually get decrim to happen, you're still constantly at battle with these people who want to recriminalize things. Same thing happened in Alaska where they had a situation where marijuana was usable by people in a fairly large quantity. You could possess it in a fairly large quantity, and you know, the day that happened, the day they passed that, the prohibitionists were right back on the case trying to advocate for prohibition again. And it's just so awful that, you know, the government's system just perpetuates conflict.
And I don't think you can count on the government to ever go out and make drastic changes that would, you know, circumvent their previous policy, because they want to save face and they need people to believe that, hey, we know what we're doing. We're in charge here. We've got everything under control. It's like the radio talk show host that never admits they made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. The government's the same way.
Yeah.
The government never has to say, meaning being in the government means you never have to say you're sorry. Because even if what you have done is wrong, and even if everybody knows it, you still get taxes the next year because, well, people are afraid of what you might do to them if they don't pay.
Mm-hmm.
And so why should you bother apologizing? It's not like your public image matters. You can just steal and steal and steal and, you know, destroy and destroy and destroy. and you'll get away with it again and again. But still, good news where, you know, I'll take it where I can get it. And in this case, it is good news. Correspondents say there's a growing momentum, actually, in Latin America towards decriminalizing drugs for personal use. In fact, didn't we see that Mexico also recently did a very, very small amount of decrim, but decrim nonetheless on, again, almost all drugs across the board.
Happening around the world, and all the pressure the United States is putting on these countries isn't stopping it.
You mean the pressure to keep them criminalized? The Argentine court ruled that, quote, each adult is free to make lifestyle decisions without the intervention of the state. Well, that's nice. Well, how about selling it? Isn't that also a lifestyle decision?
No, you can't make that decision.
Oh, apparently not.
Sorry.
I wish I had there was an article I had about the hate crimes legislation where Barack Obama said something, I'm paraphrasing here. He said something to the effect of, we now have a country in which, you can live life as you choose, or something like that. It was just ludicrous. Because obviously you aren't free, or you use the term, you're free to live life how you want, you know. And obviously you're not. If you transgress their official rules about what you can and can't do with yourself, then you'll end up in a cage, and that's anything but freedom. Supreme Court President Ricardo Lorenzetti said private behavior was legal as long as it doesn't constitute clear danger. He said the state cannot establish morality. The initiative has been supported by the government. Congress is expected to introduce amendments to its current drug laws. But the court said it was not advocating a complete decriminalization of the drug, a move possibly aimed at deflecting criticism from the church and conservatives. The eight-page statement also called for comprehensive policy against illegal drug trafficking. So this is kind of the typical first step of decriminalization is, all right, well, we're going to leave the users alone because, well, maybe we've come to the conclusion that we're actually harming them more than we're helping. Maybe they've actually come to that conclusion. That sounds like this judge and these judges at the Supreme Court in Argentina at least understand that much. But if you can possess marijuana, then does that mean that it's also still illegal to grow and to sell it? Clearly it does. Well, so how are you supposed to get the marijuana?
It doesn't matter, because this way they get to keep up their war on drugs. They get to keep all of the extra police who go out and fight the drug war, mm-hmm. and they get to keep seizing cash and cars and assets and everything else that the state benefits from this war on drugs.
So that's a great point.
They need to do that.
And here in the United States, if you get caught with two bags of pot, then that's evidence that you're a dealer. You'll get charged with dealing if you're caught with a few nickel bags.
Yeah, because you've taken the quantity you have and put it in a bunch of bags. They'll decide that means you're dealing.
I remember the story, I think it was out of Chicago, that they were outlawing just the little bags.
That's right.
The stores were selling.
Yep, they sure were, as though that's going to stop people from selling drugs.
It's hilarious.
Or anything at all.
My wife uses those same little bags to put her vitamins in on a daily basis. So she takes a whole bunch of them and tries and gets me to take as many as she can.
Yeah.
And she puts them all in little bags. And
they're jewelry bags. They're also used for, gems and things.
It may very well be. I have no idea, but.
Like I said, I'll take it where I can get it. The move has been criticized, of course, by some campaign groups who say it will encourage damaging behavior and lead to health problems. Well, this is just ludicrous. I mean, the idea that just because something is legal that it's encouraged? Bleach is legal. Does that mean it's encouraged for you to drink it or inject it into your veins? Clearly not. Just by the government saying that, hey, we've decided to not arrest you for doing these things, I don't think that is encouraging. That's just how I see it.
Well, yeah, but this turns your brain into Swiss cheese, right?
No, actually, in point of fact, it doesn't. Marijuana doesn't. There are receptors for cannabinoids in your brain, so your brain is kind of designed for the use of this particular substance, in a way.
It's an argument that can be made.
There's people who have just bought into the government propaganda on this, that it's bad for you, that it's going to destroy your mind, that you'll lose long-term memory ability and so forth, and they've never tried it for themselves, so they don't know. They believe everything the government tells them, so hey,
those people are relics, and they are going away. I mean, that's all there is to it. If you take the demographics that they use generally for advertising, have a tendency to go along and in 10-year increments. If you look at the 65-plusers, and that's where they stop, by the way. They don't go above 65. They figure once you're at 65, you've all got the same things, which doesn't make any sense to me, you know, the same concerns. But, you know, when it comes to marijuana, people 65 and up probably, you know, tend to agree that it should be illegal. But every time you go down those demographic cells, you get younger and younger. Those people don't. Because they've smoked it, they know that marijuana, it isn't crack, it isn't heroin, it isn't any of these things that they compare it to, and that it is significantly safer than alcohol, which is legal, which these oldsters are sipping their martinis, you know, all day long. That's fine that they can do that, but they can't smoke pot. Ludicrous.
There will be an increase in the drug trade, and the people that fall into addiction will not, unfortunately, access treatment, said some scaremonger. He said, my country doesn't have the necessary health coverage for what will happen. As though because people it's now legal to smoke pot, that somehow that's going to change things? Well, actually, it seems to me that everybody that wants to smoke pot that I know of smokes it. I don't know a single person, I've never known anybody, who's ever really said to me, you know, Ian, I really, really, really want to try pot, but I'm so scared of getting caught. I'll never be able to try it until fine. Well, look, you're not going to get caught. You're in my house here. You know, there's nobody going to bust through the door. Yeah, but I'm so scared. I just don't want to use pot because, you know, they could be listening to me with a parabolic dish outside. You know, maybe they're tapping your phone. I mean, maybe there is somebody out there. I'm sure of billions of people on Earth, there are a certain small amount of people, but I've never come across them. Everybody that I know that has ever wanted to try pot has tried pot as many times as they felt comfortable trying pot.
I don't think you're talking about people that haven't tried it. I think you're talking about people, perhaps, you know, there's a larger segment of people that have smoked pot, but have decided that they're not going to smoke pot because it's illegal.
That may be true. I'll give you that one, Mark.
And this guy's trying to play it off as though it would be some huge tax on the healthcare system, and they'd be overwhelmed, and we'd have all these sick people. Does he know that the AMA was studying cannabis and they expected it to replace 50% of the pain medication on the market at the time before the 1937 Marijuana Tax
That'll
Act?
That'll put good pharmacy employees out of business.
And
we can't do that.
The whole patent system, the whole works, yep.
Wow, 800-259-9231, which is yet another big reason why it's so difficult to change the legal status of this particular plant. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. We'll look into the indoctrination system next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call